It's the Daily Comedy News with your host, Mark Pyers. Join us for breaking headlines and all kinds of comedy shenanigans. Brought to you by The Beat Seat.
What is happening, my friends? How are you this evening? Welcome to part two, day 1,926 in a row of the Mark Inspire Show. And we got a doozy for you tonight. I got a story for you we're going to start with, and then I got a song that I'm sneak peeking to you. You're the only person who's going to hear it. Okay? And so hopefully you enjoy it enough to come back and watch it when I premiere it tomorrow. It is an absolutely stunning request that was put out there. I want to say Virginia asked for it. It's called Angels in the Sky. And oh my goodness. So we're gonna listen to it. This is the first time through, so this is my way of telling if there's any edits I have to make before I release it to the world. And S. Coop is here, so I'm so happy whenever I can debut a song and S. Coop is in the house. Because these songs are for S. Coop. She loves the music. And when there's a new song that's premiering for the first time, I can pretty much say that almost every song I've ever released, from a certain point when S. Coop found me, from that point on, she's been here for all of the songwriting moments that then become songs on albums. So this is another one. She was here for this one. And so was Leisure Number 7, and so was, we had too many people here. We're gonna see who joins us for this one, but it's gonna be a lot of fun tonight. I got a new pick here I just made a little while ago. It's out of walnut, beautiful. So I may tag along and add a little jazz guitar in the background on this, but I gotta say, I may not, because it's so perfect, I think. I almost wanna just sit back and listen to see, make sure I don't miss any edits. I'm gonna grab a pen and just take notes. I got Wart and Thistle in the house. Yes, we're gonna have a good time, my friends. Over here on Clapper, if you do find the show, Devendra, how are you, my friend? Head over to YouTube, X, or Rumble, and make sure you turn on all notifications and hit the bell on so you can make sure you never miss anything. We have two pieces of music coming out tomorrow. I'm working on another one that I'll have for you tomorrow. That one's called Ride the Wave. Oh man, that one's good. So that one I'm almost done with, but this one I got done first, so you're gonna hear it tonight. All right, I hope you get excited for it, so I'm really excited for it. Anyway, we do have Matt Zabrowski in the background. Let me see if I can pull this story up so we can just get a little news real quick while we're waiting for the woo-hoo from Zabrowski. I think I have to open it up. Something to live for, there's something to die for. Here we go, I got the story up for you. So this guy here, he's a Magoo. We're gonna talk about him real quick and see if we can get some insight into one of the creepiest people on earth. We do have, I guess, 30 seconds till we get a woohoo from Zabrosk. So let's talk about this one real quick. Let's see what this goofball did and what the friggin' hell is wrong with the world today. Famous chef Charles Withers allegedly ghosted his wife and babies. Guys, newborn babies. He's like, I'm out. New identity, another state, a scumbag. Matt Zabrowski, could you help a brother out? Trying to get the show started. I'm sorry? Oh, sure. You know, you got a show when Matt Zabrowski comes by. What's that, Joanne?
Wait, wait.
I'm sorry, Joanne, I have a hard time hearing you over the wee. Gosh almighty, Joanne. So Charles Withers, scumbag, piece of garbage, chef, ghost's wife, and babies to get a new identity, move to a new state, chef it out somewhere else. Let's hear about this goofball McGee. Look at the eyes, guys. Remember, we always talk about the eyes. The philandering chef cooked up a real mess for his former family. A Massachusetts woman whose reality TV chef husband allegedly abandoned her and their two kids reportedly managed to track down the deserter in a day thanks to the power of Fakebook. As it turned out, this scoundrel had decamped to Texas. He's trying to find Elon Musk, maybe. Oh, no, I'm sorry, I don't, you know, I got my own children, 15, you know, XY4963, 7794. Right, Elon? As it turned out, the scoundrel, he's in Texas, is, you know, he'd been matching with oodles of other women on dating apps. Guys, he's scumbagging it out, trying to make more babies on a dating app, you know? He's like, look, I'm going to spread the seed. That is what my father told me to do as a Withers, you know, Bill Withers. Ain't no sunshine when you go, right? Ain't no sunshine when you go, when you go, yeah. You guys know, Withers, Bill Withers told him to do it. Anyway, guys, let's read a little bit more before we get into this song. I'm really excited about this song. I don't know about you guys, but I'm pumped about it. You have no idea what you're getting except for Ask Coop, Virginia, Wolf, who were here that night, and Helen, and I'm not sure if anybody's with us yet, but we're going to run back and see. Trish Killian was here that night. Renee Woods was likely here that night, but I'll tell you what, guys. It's a beaut. Last night, wrote another ridiculous song. You want to hear it real quick?
Could see right through me.
Woo!
Could see right through me.
That was fire. You could see right through me.
Could see right through me. You could see right through me.
Woo! And I'm going to raise the volume of that too when I rock that piece out for you, because I'm downloading that right now, actually. Literally, hold on a second. Let's do it together. Where's the show from yesterday? Because it was just ridiculous. We're going to go over here and grab it. Or did I already do it? Let's just see. No, I don't think I did yet. Yesterday's show. And this was funny this morning. The knuckleball. Actually, it was 14 minutes. That wasn't the one. This is it. Powerful, yet mellow, new original song. You can see right through me. Here is the link. I'll give it to you guys as well, because the whole show was pretty ridiculous. Let's do this. 4K in it. This right here is an app that I use. I'm not sure if you could see this, but no, you're not seeing it. But I have this app here that will download all of my YouTube, you know, videos, everything I put out, so I could drop them on Spotify, which if you haven't yet followed me on Spotify podcasts, please do so. Mark Inspires. I've been dropping like crazy there. Hilly, Billy. Hey, buddy, before you go to sleep, pal, I want to play you this song. This is a good one to fall asleep to, my friend. Thank you, Hilly. You're awesome. Really appreciate you. This song that I'm going to play for you, now that we have this downloading, I'll go back over here for a split second and just see if we could finish up with what happened here. This guy basically left his wife, okay? He decided to go bang it out with all these other people on dating apps in Texas. He's there, scumbagging it. You know, he's trying to get a six-shooter, go out to the bar, pick up a couple beers and a hussy, you know, and see what happens. Maybe he can make another baby or two to leave behind, move to Albuquerque, bang it out again, different set of apps, different ladies. He puts on a goatee. He's still chefing it. You know, he finds the local hot spot. And he says, look, I have a Michelin, you know, and they go with him. He's in there again. Albuquerque bangs him out, does it, moves on to Seattle. He has a problem there because he can't tell what's, you know, he thinks something and it's not, you know, but they feel like they are. And then all of a sudden he's got an issue. So he leaves Seattle without a bangaroo, you know, or a couple that he did. He just kind of doesn't talk about because he got it wrong, you know. And then basically they found him. They found him. Look, this is his wife, pretty lady. This is his daughter, sweetie pie. He's got babies. There's them, hospital, little baby on the chest. I'm out. He just took the mask off. You know, he didn't follow regulations. You know, he told you to put it on. 6 feet in it. You're not 6 feet from that baby. You know, I mean, when you're here and you're reporting the news and you just see them clearly violating the regulations by Dr. Weasel Fauci. Guys, remember, a bug a booster a day keeps Dr. Weasel Fauci away. If you'd like to buy the shirt, You know? Anyway, so here we go. Back to it real quick. Before flying the coop, Withers had reportedly been a rising star on the Falmouth dining scene. Now he's killing it down there in Tejas. Deep in the heart of Texas. Right? He's down there. He's got the accent and everything. Guy's here to do a little cooking at the pig roast. You know? I'm a Michelin star chef from Boston. Move on down here, got this accent, you know, down doing it. Got my six shooter. Man, he's trying to just bang it out on some dating apps. So basically he appeared in some reality TV shows, Chopped. You may have heard of that one. McGuire said ultimately she wanted to close the chapter and move on with her life, writing, divorcing someone who's completely unreachable is really tough and drawn out, so I'm trying to track him down to get his signatures on a few pieces of paper. Like, I have no idea where this friggin' scumbag went. I got kids. We were there. He was like, I'll be back. Going to get milk. He did one of those. Took off in the Tercel. Driving cross-country in his Toyota Tercel. Withers. You know, when Bill Withers had this child out of wedlock, what did you expect for his bastard child? Bastard child decides to go and do a Bill Withers. Ain't no sunshine when she come. He's like, yeah, she ain't coming for you now. You left her in the dirt. Little kid. You're down in Texas looking for a bangaroo with some hussy at the local, you know, five and dime. Picking up a six pack, you know, a Pabst Blue Ribbon. We know what you're into there. Oh, goodness. Sometimes you make a new pick, a walnut pick. You know, this piece of wood right here, just a little side story for you. This little piece of wood right here, it's off of a slab of walnut that I freaking cut with an Alaskan chainsaw mill last summer. They say, let it dry for 2 years. Well, I let it dry for a year. That freaking is ready to go. I've been making stuff. I got picks. I got cutting boards. We're building out beat seats. I'm going to build a table for what I broadcast on. This is a craft table that I don't know where the hell I got it, but it's got like the keyboard thing pops out. I'm building the keyboard thing. I'm building the shelves that I got up here. It's all going to be out of walnut, all crafted by Mark Has Wood on YouTube. Check it out. And you can also, you know, possibly pick up a piece that I create live on the show when we do it. But anyway, I'm building out tables. I can't wait. We're starting that like next week. I just have to figure out how to plane like 34 inches by 6 feet. I cut these freaking huge pieces of slab, man. Oh, goodness. You know, when you're out there with the chainsaw. It looks a lot easier than it is. It's freaking hard work. I gotta tell you, it's like 6 hours I got a log done. But I got a log of walnut downstairs, and I'll tell you what. Right? I'm here with this guy, Magoo. Is this the daughter? That looks like OAC or whatever the hell her name is. There they are. The happy couple. What? Oh, that's right. He's a dick. When he took off, left her back in Massachusetts while he put on his best Southern accent. Head on down to Texas looking for that hooker. You know? Look, he's into prozies. Apparently he's a Brit. He's going down, he's like, excuse me, do you have any prozies down here in Texas? Yes, I just left my wife and kids. She doesn't need me, I'm a Michelin chef, you know. I gotta bang it out here in Texas, right? Look at him, you know he has that stupid type of voice. He kind of has, his teeth are showing when he freaking speaks, you know. Oh, could I get you some more parsley? You want freaking parsley it? Gosh almighty, I hate a chef that leads with parsley. You know, when I go to see a Michelin chef, you expect more than, would you like some more parsley? No, I'd like some Grey Poupon, motherfucker, you know, because I'm here and I got a hot dog. I don't even know what the hell, you're a Michelin chef down here in Texas at the hot dog shop, you know? Oh, how'd you do on that chili, Michelin? Oh, that chili's really good when you put the onions in there. Thank God you spent all that time at those high-end restaurants in Massachusetts and then left your wife and kid because you're really a good guy. You know, God's watching. God's watching, you know, Withers. But again, Bill Withers banged out somebody on the road. This guy was born, you know, and now Withers is doing it his own way. You know, you got to figure it would have been pretty cool if Bill Withers sang the song, "You Can Go Your Own Way." And you're like, yes, he is. He went away from his wife and child, baby. Y'all got to go get some 2%. You're going to get, where the hell did he go? Where did Withers go? Like 18 days later, he's in Texas banging it out with a prosy. You know, look, I mean, that's the life he's living. Anyway, guys, who wants to hear my new song? Oh, goodness, you know, sometimes. Sometimes you get into it and sometimes you just have to roast the friggin' hell out of a scumbag piece of garbage leaves his wife and child, you know, in Massachusetts to go and bang it out with somebody else, a couple ladies, after drinking it out at the saloon. You know, he's got a six shooter. Remember, he went down there. He just wanted to be in a place he could walk around with that six shooter just on the side. Excuse me, I've got my six shooter. Would you like some parsley? You motherfucker with the parsley again. You don't lead with parsley, Michelin chef. How about you show up and you say you've got a fantastic bisque de chalumeau that I'm going to bring by the table. When they lead with the bisque de chalumeau, then you know you're in a good restaurant. In Texas or in Massachusetts. They start with the bisque de chalumeau. Oh, goodness, you know, I haven't had a good bisque de chalumeau in a while, but when I do. I do it in style. You know, guys, anyway, this is the stupid show that we do on a daily basis. Nice head, Dick, you know. When you decide to, you know, sideshow Bob it right in the middle of the show, you're just like, I just don't give a fuck anymore, you know what I mean? I'm just gonna... Which one's best? What kind of saw am I using? I'm using a Husqvarna. It's a, I want to say it's like a 576, I think. So 76 horsepower. But then I also got 105 horsepower, like crap, like knockoff thing. I picked up from, it's called Farmer Mac. And I got that one for like I think it was a cool 350. And I was like, dude, that's 105 cc's. I'm still working with the hair here. We got to get it right, guys. One of these times we're going to get it right. We'll go back to what's normal, sort of. All right, there we go. It's the freaking thing on the top. Like, it looked like I popped in the head, guys. Farmer Mac. Farmac. It's called Farmac. This thing's a 36 inch. I got a 36-inch chainsaw blade, or a, what the hell is it freaking called? 36-inch bar, 36-inch bar, rip chain. Actually, I'm not using a rip, I'm using a rip blade. And it's okay. I mean, I think what I have to get is a real deal, like ridiculous steel, you know, one of those steels they have like the high end 91 horsepower or 95, 97 horsepower. But anything that's a steel, STIHL or Husqvarna, usually a good product. But my Force 376 or 576, whatever it is, like when I pull that thing all the way back, it starts to go. It's like, so I changed out the carb, I changed out the piston, the spark plug, I changed out the gas filter that's inside. I'm still doing it. So that's why I got that Farmac, because I didn't want to miss out on that walnut while I had a chance to get to it last summer. That was probably the coolest thing. It's one of my buddies. He's a tree guy. And I know him through my father. My father used to hire him for all history work. And so he, I see him one day and I'm like, hey, you ever get any good wood? Like flame maple? I'm always looking for flamed maple. That's my favorite wood. This right here is Andrea O'Neill's cutting board. And so I have to send this out to her. And it's a flame maple piece, silver maple, which is really pretty. You can see the movement there. And then Andrea wanted something cool in the back with the logo, so I put the Mark Inspires logo with my signature there. And so this will be sent out to her. And so I'm excited to do that. and that's something she actually, basically purchased through PayPal after I built it. She's like, I want to buy the first one here. So that was really awesome. So I'm planning on building a bunch of cool stuff like that you guys can take advantage of. But I love flame maple. I love walnut. I love cherry. I love, like, I got this cherry burl wood that's ridiculous. Check this out. All right. I got a few things here I'll show you. All right. So come on, dude. So, this right here. This is the most beautiful stuff. This is called burl wood. And you can see it's really beautiful stuff. Like, lots of cool faces and stuff in it, you know? And I cut this from a huge ball. It was a cherry ball, and I wound up cutting it and then letting it dry for about 6 months. It was dry pretty quick. And then I cut these massive, awesome pieces that I'm going to be working and making stuff out of. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Maybe little tables. I was thinking about making a mandolin out of this in a weird way. Like, I thought that if I put three of these together and then cut the middle piece, like, into a shape where it's got a sound hole, or two pieces in a row that have a sound hole in the middle, and then you got a front and you got a top, slap it together, and then create a neck and maybe make a mandolin out of it, because my mandolin shot. And that would be pretty cool, but it would be the heaviest mandolin in history, because this stuff is like an inch thick. But it's got the angle already, because it's kind of dried a little bit to be like an instrument. So I was like, this could definitely be something, you know what I mean? Like, rocking out on a mando and have like a little, like I don't know, it'd be like a bass mandolin, because this thing's pretty large. But if I put that and just imagine you had like these pieces together in whatever way they worked, which these don't, but I've got a few more. And and you got this mando. I'm just rocking out on a mando made out of burl wood that I cut. Get a steel 090. Yeah, those are the ridiculous ones. They're hard to find, the 090. I've seen a few of those. They're expensive, though. That's the thing. That's why I don't want to go with one of those. I've got to find a guy who's just like, yeah, I got a chainsaw. I don't know if it's any good. And you go in there and it's like a steel 090. And he's like, give me 50 bucks. I'm like, yeah, here you go. I'll give you 60 bucks. This right here, just straight up cherry from the same, basically, tree right nearby. I cut this with my chainsaw. This dried for about a year. And then I just planed it the other day because I'm going to make something out of it. I don't know what I'm going to do with this. I was thinking about making like a really cool big cutting board, or just cutting two and making two cutting boards out of this. But live edge, so you still have the live edge while you're, cutting your goodies. And just so you know how I finish these for the cutting boards, like, this would be a pretty good one if I cut it right down the middle here. I just made two cutting boards out of this cherry. And then once I put the oil on this, the oil I use is actually like vitamin E and aloe. And when you drop it onto the wood, it just glows. And it's really cool to see the pores pop. And then you have some really cool effect. This right here is also another piece of the burl wood once it's been lacquered. Look at that. I mean, that's ridiculous, right? Look at that. It's just the coolest wood in the world. I love that. And this, I just made a couple of things with, and this is the backside. But this is like, that's all the outside. This was all originally soft stuff. Like, what's so weird about this burl is when you get to it, all of this stuff is like jelly. It looks actually like you could eat it. It's cherry, so you're like, oh, I wonder if it's good. And it's all this, it looks like a petroleum around the whole outside, but that's the sap. It's all sap from how this thing was created. And it's a ball that continues to grow if you leave it. But I cut it when I thought it was probably a good time, plus the tree, was basically getting cut if I didn't do it. But look at this, it's so beautiful. And the cool thing about it is, once you let it dry, all of this gets so hard. It's unbelievable. Like, there are a few areas that you could see through. I don't know if this is the piece. I got another bigger piece too, somewhere around here, that you could see through where the epoxy, I threw epoxy over this too to get it like a really thick surface to it, and it broke, unfortunately. I dropped it. And so the other half is somewhere else around here. Let me see if I can find it. Is this it? Yeah. This right here is the connecting piece. So it was like this originally. So it was one big piece that was kind of flat. You could lay it on your lap, you know, but put a laptop on it, something like that. Anyway, that broke a little bit, but still, it's kind of cool. And you could see there's one area in here. Yeah, this is it. I don't know if you could see this. Let's see if I could show you this part. Right here, you see that? This right here, this is all see-through where my finger is. This is see-through because this is all the sap right here. This is all sap that dried, and you could see through right through to me on the other side, right in this little area here, these couple white spots. Those aren't white. That's translucent. That's epoxy because this is all the sap that dried. Really cool stuff, guys. I can't wait to work with that. And maybe, I don't know what I'm gonna make with this. It'd be cool to make a mandolin, but this could also be like the most amazing cheese platter ever, you know what I mean? Like a massive cheese platter. You can, you know, it's a full inch and an eighth thick. I haven't planed that down yet though, so, and I don't know how I can because it's freaking huge. Oh goodness. But that's what we have going on. This freaking bonehead over here with this chef who left his wife and babies. New identity, another state, banging it out, Texas. I got wood. Mark has wood. Check it out on YouTube. You can't get one in USA. You gotta go to Canada to get an 090. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that. Look at that. Hilly's got lots of black walnut. You know, I wish I can get more cool wood from people. I met somebody who was like, dude, I got tons of burl wood. I was like, what? I think it may have been Modoc. I think it was Modoc. Maybe Modoc. So it's just got a ton of wood, like all different kinds of species wood. The cool thing is this, like I only have Connecticut wood and Mark has wood, but this is all stuff that I cut right here in my backyard in Connecticut. I got the piece of cherry I'm showing here. This is, I chopped this freaking piece of wood apart out of a tree that fell down here in Connecticut. I would love to get wood from other people from different parts of the country and put it to work. That would be a pretty cool thing to make projects here on Mark Has Wood on YouTube and just with all different types of species of wood. I'm probably gonna do that anyway. I'm looking for flaming box elder right now. I've seen a couple pieces of this. It looks like the coolest wood. It's like, it's maple, but then it's got all this cool red, like flames in it. There's been a couple that look so good. I'm like, okay, I wanna build beet seats out of that. Like where you see flames coming up the beet seat. What, are you kidding me? I tried to buy some from a guy and he was like, oh, you know, I don't have the pieces you see. Because I'm looking at these pieces online that have so much flame to them. Let me see if I can show you what this stuff looks like. It's insane. Flaming box elder. Let's see if we can find some good pieces. No, those are crap. Show me some good pictures of this. Here we go. This is sort of what I was hoping to pick up and it didn't work out. No, this is not good either. Hold on. How do we get the hell out of here? Flaming box elder. Come on, let's get something here. Oh, there we go. So this is basically it. Look at this freaking thing. 14K this guy's trying to sell this big, huge slab for. What? But that's flaming box elder. Look at that. You see that red? This dude is 6'9". Look at that goofball, right? He's a he's a massive magoo. And that thing's like, look, he says 37 inches. That's 37 inches across right there. That's freaking sick. I got close to that, actually, with my piece downstairs. It's about this big. You see this right here where I'm cutting off? This over here is about the size of the wood I got, but that's 4'11"? No, that's insane. Can't be 4'11". It says 41 inches. Okay, that's 41 inches. This is 39 inches. Yeah, I think I got to, about 27 inches is what I got to. So this is much bigger. But wow, what a beautiful piece of wood. 14K. Wow. 19 feet, 55 inches wide. You know who's going to buy this? Some guy who's putting together like the craziest bar in New York City is going to pick that up because that's ridiculous. Guys, head over to YouTube, X, or Rumble if you want. You could see this. All of these stories are over my shoulder. This is a better example, guys. Look at this. This is, when I saw this, I was like, yeah, look at that. That's what I want to build Beat Seats out of, but why can't I get a good view of it? Come on. Come on. Ah. Brushing. But you could see, look at the grain, and it's just like, it literally looks like flames running through it. Come on. There we go. It's doing it again, but if I look at it here, it looks okay. You guys see this? Look at how beautiful that is. One day I'm going to get some of that. There was a guy on Facebook who had it, Facebook Marketplace. That's why I was thinking about trying to buy it. And he said, I don't have that anymore. I sold those pieces. I was like, dang, man. It's funny. I bought some walnut from the same guy. So I'll tell you a quick story before we get this thing going with the song. I want to put the song on for you. So I got, at some point, the same thing. I'm looking for wood, traveling the state, meeting different at sawmills, seeing if anybody has any flame maple, which nobody really has flame maple in Connecticut. It's not like a very, very, you don't find a lot of it. What you find is ambrosia maple that has some flame to it. And I'm not on the screen right now, I know. That's because Joanne's a Weezer. Okay, nope, it's the wrong one. Gosh almighty, there we go. So, I'm looking for flame maple. I find some ambrosia maple, which you guys have seen that before. I built a couple beet seats out of those. You can check them out at beetseat.rocks. And so I pull up to this sawmill, and I meet this guy, Nico. And Nico's like, I got some walnut I just cut, you know? And so I go and I take a look, and I bought a piece of walnut from him. And it's actually downstairs still drying. I think I can probably use it by now. And so that's when I look back on Marketplace, maybe a couple months later, I see this flaming box elder, and I'm like, oh, dang, it's that guy, Nico. And so I contact him. He's like, oh, man, I remember what you built. Because I went by, I showed him the beet seat. He goes, what I have, you're not going to like. It's not going to give you the effect you want, you know, because I know you're looking for something that's got the wow factor, the wood that will, like, pop. He's like, this isn't it. It's got some of the little strands of red, but the stuff I had early was, like, really, really nice. I was like, yeah, I saw. So long story short, we're going to find more of it. I want to build at least one flaming box elder piece of a beet seat. I built an olive wood beet seat. It's the only one of its kind. That was the most expensive wood I've ever purchased in my life. $40 a freaking foot. I think I paid like $400 for the enough wood to build one beet seat. So if I ever sell that one, I spent a lot of time building it, so I mean that one's gonna probably, just the wood alone is like $400 for like the raw wood. Oh my goodness. No, $40 a square foot. I don't even know how much it was for how many feet I got, but it was $40 a square foot. I'd never paid that much before for wood. Usually you can get between $5 and $8 a square foot, or a square foot. I think it's per board foot. So you're paying for per board foot. That's why when this guy has that 52 inches by 19 feet, he's counting off. And even at $5 a square foot or $5 a board foot, you do that in all directions and you run through. That's 14 grand. Plus the thickness also plays when you're doing board feet. So lots to consider when you're buying wood. That's why I went to the next step of saying, well, maybe I'll cut my own wood. And then I have a stock of wood that I spent the time in to, you know, in. It's not easy, guys. I got a couple of videos on the Marquez Wood channel where you can see it. It's pretty insane. Anyway, I want to play you guys this song. Can you guys please head over from Clapper to YouTube and subscribe, turn on all notifications, because I'm going to play you a song that has never been heard before, but I have to shut down the feed in order to do so. I mean, I don't really have to, but you're not going to see anything. You're just going to see me instead of listening and seeing me on the screen rip it the freaking hell up. Now, I do realize there's a part in here where we get Elgato'd in this song. I was going to add something like a piece of, like an overview of the video or something, but I didn't get to that. So just deal with it, guys. Listen to the music. I hope you enjoy it. This right here is called Angels in the Sky. And I want to thank, I want to say it was Virginia. Was it Virginia who came up with that one? Do you guys remember? She asked me to write that song. I write songs live in the moment based on request, a couple words in the chat, which is sometimes I just start writing. You know, all these things are the same for me. I just want to live in the moment with you. And what you're about to hear was created live in the moment 3 days ago, 5 days ago? No, about a week ago. I just write so much, it's almost, it's kind of easy to forget. You know, it's funny, I'm remembering now about Bradley Smith has this, I had this song I wrote, and he was like, you got to drop that song. And this is like, he kept asking me, and I still haven't gotten to that one. Guys, it's like, there's so much great music that happens here, and then I miss it because we write another great song tonight or whatever. So I hope you enjoy this one. Here we go.
Thank you.
What in the freaking heck, right? It's another beaut. Another beaut, peeps. I'm actually thinking about... I'm thinking about taking this version and dropping it instead. Because the add-ons here, especially... I mean, there were some really nice additional tie-ins where you had two guitars going. It sounded pretty wild. That was, of course, the first time I heard it myself after editing it for you. And sometimes I'm inspired to add more. It may not all work, but when I did the LGBTQ anthem and I did the same type of thing where I added to it, like almost all of it went into the song itself. It's on iTunes. You could hear it. It's a great song. I was challenged. Somebody asked me to write a song for them, and I did, and it's the most amazing song ever for their community. They should be blasting it and sharing the freaking hell out of it, but they don't know it exists. But yeah, that stuff happens more often than you know. There's 209 songs on iTunes under Mark Pyers, if you want to go listen to me. I've been dropping music here like mad, 16 albums. I got a new album coming out. I'm putting it out this week. I mean, by this week, I mean like I'll be working on it this week and it's going to come out in a couple weeks, this month. I have too many to choose from. So it's probably going to be a back-to-backer where I'm going to put one out and then maybe 2 months later I'll put another one out. Maybe a back-to-back-to-back-to-backer because we have about 40 songs, 50, 60 songs I have not released yet. They've all been dropped. I just haven't put them on albums yet. And then we have hundreds more that I'm still working through on my phone. I mean, last night I wrote this. Again, what do I do about this?
You could see right through me. See right through me. You could see right through me.
lunch tonight.
We had that crazy rainstorm, and I wrote that night when it was pouring, and I stopped the rain. You guys remember that? We wrote that song and stopped the freaking rain. Now, it got crazy at the end there. The looping got out of control, but for the first 9/10 of that song, it was pretty much ridiculous. So I just downloaded that one to work on. But again, this is tough. It's tough for me to get all this stuff out for you guys because every day it's a new song, and I'm alone editing every single thing you hear. I'm alone creating every single thing you hear, and then the only one responsible and able to create anything from that is me. It's not because I don't think there are people that don't like it. It's just that I'm the only one who's editing it. I don't have anybody else that works for this show. I've been alone for 1,926 days in a row doing this. I put out 4,500 pieces of content by myself so far, 209 songs, 10 feature films. And I think I probably put out more content than anybody else on earth the last 5 years. I've been live 1,926 days in a row, so I know I have a streak no one else has. But songs like that keep happening, my friends, and I hope you'll be here tomorrow when we do it all over again, because I intend to write another one. And I also intend to bring you the next one, which is Ride the Wave. That song is sick. Oh, goodness. It's done. I just have to trim the fat. Because right now I think it's 11 minutes long, and I want to bring it down. I don't want it to be 11 minutes long, but it's still awesome at 11 minutes. I mean, this is ridiculous guitar playing in this song that's you haven't heard yet. Lots of cool vocals and great lyrics, so I'm trying to see if I can get it as tight as possible for you. Maybe that one will be tomorrow as a sneak peek in the morning. If you guys don't know, you should know, I'm live every morning at 9 a.m. and then again at 9 p.m. Or it's usually more about like 10 or 11. I'm trying my best, but I got 3 kids and a wife, and really I want to spend as much time as I can with them. So I come on here whenever I'm able to, whenever they're down for the night, and I can hit the air. Usually, if I could, man, I'd love to get on at 9 in the morning. I mean, I'd love to get on at 7 in the morning and 7 at night. That would be like ideal. You know, 2 shows a day. Hit them right in the morning and then at night, so we can get everybody in the world to connect for a little while, you know? But I appreciate you guys being here and listening to that song. I think that was probably one of the best songs of the day. I don't know what else you heard today, but we had some fire, you know. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., just 9 hours from now, I will be live again. Welcome, neighbor, to part 2, day 1,926. Why is this still on? I push pause. I'm trying to get over here and see if I can get into the chat. Come on, dude. Everything got slow on me for a second here. I don't know what's going on. Is it the computer or is this... I think it's the computer. My computer's been acting up. I gotta check. I shouldn't have any viruses or anything, but this is like mental. It's been really slow lately. Like it just shut down on me. What the hell is that? Let's see. Oh, goodness. Famous chef ghosted his wife. Funny story. Another Comedy News masterpiece from the top of the show, followed by a ridiculously fun song. Just mellow song. Very mellow. But guys, Pamela Swan's here. Renee Woods is here. We got S. Coop in the house. Trish Killian is here. And if anybody's doing a lurkaroo out there, appreciate you. Should be a lot more people enjoying that song we just had there. But you know what? We have some fam and friends here on Clapper. Maria Batista, Myra Cruz, Zulika, and Jerry Farelli. Good to see you guys. Thank you for being here with me. Hope you enjoyed that music. Hope you enjoyed the add-on of that guitar. And join me tomorrow when we do it again with this pick. The walnut pick that I just made. We'll be selling 20 packs of picks as well on the Beat Seat website with the Beat Seat. With guitar stands for the Beat Seat and Beat Seats. So, reach out. And then also we have this new philanthropy project, a project where we're gonna see about getting beat seats to those with special needs because they need it. And a lot of them can't afford them. And I hand build them, I can't give them away for free. I got three kids and a wife, so I can't give them away and I wanna give them away. So I don't know how to do this. So I'm thinking to myself, if I can get companies that are donating to like cancer research or autism research, why not instead donate to give 1,000 beat seats to children with special needs? And I'll just build them and deliver them to in their name. And you could do this yourself. You could say, I wanna donate 5 beat seats to 5 special needs children in my hometown. And then I'll build them, ship them out to you, and then you could deliver them. And it's something we could work together, but I'd like also the idea of creating a nice brochure afterwards with an introduction that lets them know what it is that they're getting for free that you've donated and exactly how it's going to affect a real change in the lives of those that they're working with or living with and care of you, you know. This is something I wanted you to know about. This is a really powerful drum that can help your connection to your child, that you're looking for a way to connect. And I know you've had trouble, and here's a new way to connect. And I wanted to give this to you as a gift from Renee Woods, from S-Coop. We just wanted to share this with all of us. We wanted to come together. Many ways to do this. So we're gonna talk about this more and figure it out. I think in order for that to be done, I may have to create a nonprofit that just gives away beat seats. And then I sell beat seats still, because it's for musicians as well, and I build them and sell them to people. And so that's a whole other thing. But when I saw these children the other day, and then they can't buy one, I'm like, what the frick is the point of having this thing if they can't afford it? Because they're just tough times. But they need it. It's not considered a medical device, even though it is. It's something that's connecting to their child. So that's my goal, is to always get it to as many special needs kids as possible. But now my thought was, okay, well then why don't we just get people who have huge hearts and want to make a difference in this world to just say, yeah, we want everybody to have a beat seat. And we're just going to, yeah, go build them. Go build 10,000 of them and get them to every single place you can. And 10 per place, because the thing about the beat seat that we need to understand is everybody should have a circle of beat seats. When you go into these facilities, special needs facilities, what you'll find is like a music therapist sitting in a chair and 10 chairs around, everyone's sitting on a chair, but each person is holding something different. One guy's holding a shaker, the other guy's got like a tambourine, and they're all holding different stuff, and then you're gonna connect with them? Like we're missing a huge piece here. Everybody should be on the same playing ground, same playing field. You got everybody sitting on a beat seat, they're color-coded, so you say, hey everybody, we're gonna play our red panel. Do you know where your red panel is? The kid, they're able to maybe play or maybe not, but you could use it as a teaching tool. What's your favorite color, Johnny? He hits the yellow panel, that's his favorite. He's nonverbal. You understand, this becomes a teaching tool, a way to connect like never before. And the tone, it sounds like a drum kit. You heard it in the song just now. That's the same thing. Kit Covert in the house. Pamela, so on. Renee Woods and S. Coop, you guys are awesome. Thank you for being here. I hope to see you tomorrow in the Mern when we do it all over again. Until then, let's do our outro here. Joanne, keep the wheeze down. Calling it a night, it's midnight. Sleeping it off, waking up morn. Top of the morn show, 9 a.m. It's the Mark Inspire Show, 1926. Hope you enjoyed that song. I will be premiering it tomorrow, but maybe this version instead of, well, that's the version you heard. See you tomorrow.